This is Dan Dowdy with Built for the Trades. Welcome back. Today I'm going to talk about how to motivate and inspire your team towards excellence. In the process, I'm going to give you three somewhat simple steps that you can take away. They're simple, they're not easy. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. I'm going to give you three steps that you can do to motivate and inspire your team for the long run in your business. These steps are going to change the culture of what you're doing in your business. But before we get started, once again, I'm Dan. I'm the founder of Built for the Trades. And at Built for the Trades, we share information, we coach, we train, all about leadership development. We believe that if you can better yourself as a leader, that influence is naturally going to better your team, better your company, make you more scalable, more profitable. And so that's what we do every day. So thank you for tuning in. As I get started this morning, John Maxwell says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So as I give you these steps, I want you to realize that is going to be very key. We have to build trust with our team for them to be able to open up and share some of the things that we're going to ask them to share. Most business owners, including me at one time, owning my own home service business, I thought that the best way to motivate and inspire my team was through money. And money does work, but it only works to a certain extent. If you're out there and you've done the money thing and you're paying out bonuses and spiffs and you're paying the best and all you have is a bunch of entitled team members who it's never really enough, well, then you're in the right place. Because that was me at one time in my business. And it wasn't until I started applying these three steps that I learned that different things makes different people tick. And it's not just about the money. Paying good is important, but it's not just about the money. So let's dive into these three steps. Step one, you have to build a relationship. Not just a relationship where y'all know and like each other and every once in a while you go out to lunch. I mean, you have to build a scheduled relationship with these team members. Because once again, we have to build trust, and trust is built through consistently doing what we say we're going to do. So here's how this would look. I'd go to my calendar. I would set up a one-to-one with each one of the team members I lead one time per month. That one-to-one is not to tell them how good or bad of a job they're doing at work. That one-to-one is simply just to get to know them, their spouses, their kids, their hobbies, any kind of personal information they want to share. You just document it down and save it in your file. And you start to show them that it's more than just about making money at work and being a producer for you as a business owner or the manager. That's going to be key in step one. So it can't just be casual whenever you want, because that's inconsistent. There's no trust building there. It needs to be scheduled and it needs to be consistent, because that leads directly into step two, which is setting goals. And when it comes to setting goals, if I just sit down with the team member for the first time, I'm like, hey, what are some personal goals that you have for your life? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. First and foremost, they probably have never set goals. But second, they're going to be like, you don't care about me unless you do step one really well and you build that trust. So what I want to capture is I want to capture goals at work, but I also want to capture goals personally. Because if I can connect the two, that is going to motivate and inspire that team member to move through their comfort zone and do things that they didn't want to do at the time, because at the time they thought it was just about making the company more money. So here's a good example. If I can determine that this team member wants to buy this truck and they want it really bad, and I can help them kind of break that goal down into what do they need to do at work to produce that additional money to pay for that truck, then every time we have those accountability conversations of, hey, why didn't you get out of your comfort zone and do X? Why didn't you offer those three options to that customer? Why are you moving through your job so quick? Remember, you can point back to that truck and that be their why to remember, like, oh yeah, I do want that. I do want to motivate and inspire myself to do more. So you have to tie the goals at work into the personal goals at home. That is step two. Then step three. This one's really, really big. Now, at this point, you're building momentum, you're motivating, inspiring the team, you're starting to influence people around you. You have to choose to see the good more than the bad. And what I mean by that is it's so easy to point out the bad things that people aren't doing right. And if we do that in like a public setting in a meeting and all we're doing is griping about all the things they're doing wrong, well, our team is quickly going to lose their motivation and inspiration. So in step three, what I want you to do is put a system in place. In your weekly team meetings, in front of everybody, I want you to have a section in your agenda that is just a shout out to one of your team members. Hey, so-and-so was able to produce this additional revenue, which allowed them to buy this truck. And I just want to give a shout out. And that points directly back to our core value of progression, whatever your core value is. So you're pointing it back to the company and something bigger than yourself. But giving a good shout out in your weekly team meetings will build momentum. People are going to hear that and they're going to say, how do I do that? I want more. I want to motivate and be inspired. I want to push past my comfort zones and get better. So step one was realizing that you need to build consistent relationships which build trust. At that point, and only at that point, are they going to be willing to share some of their personal goals with you. And you need to tie their professional goals to their personal goals and document all this. This takes time. Like I said, it's simple. It's not easy. This is going to make you get out of your comfort zone and manage your time better. But if you want to motivate and inspire your team for the long run, these are the steps. Then step three, choose to see the good more than the bad. And put a system in place. And a system is just something proactive that you do every week in your weekly meetings to shout out a team member for something that they did well. And that will start to influence the rest of the team. And it points all the way back to that quote by John Maxwell. It says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. At that point, you're going to have team members who are bought into you, bought into your company, and doing more than you're asking them to do because they know that you truly care about them. Just want to encourage you to like and subscribe and share this with a friend or a fellow business owner that you know could be inspired by this message. And I'll talk to you in the next video.